Hey out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And before I introduce my guests, I just want to say we've got like over 250 Spotlight shows, and from everybody, just people from all around the area. And if you missed one, you can always go to our webpage, WJBMradio.com, and go to Listen on Demand and stroll through, and you can find all kinds of them. We've got some great ones. But my great guest today, Lori Hunter. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you.
Yes. How are you doing today?
Great. Sun's shining.
Yes, it is. For a while.
Yes.
Lori, you are the marketing and sales director for Liberty Village here in Jerseyville.
Correct.
Yes. First of all, before we get into that, a little history. Where'd you grow up at?
Jersey County, right here on State Street in Jerseyville, Illinois.
On State Street?
Yep.
Where at on State?
500 North State, just a couple houses down from yours.
All right. You grew up there. You went to you walked to high school.
I sure did, walked to Holy Ghost all 8 years there too.
Ah, yes. You know, that was when we were living outside of town, just east here of the radio station, and the kids were young. They started going to school, and we realized, oh, we got to get to town, because Brenda and I both grew up across the street from the grade school that we went to. You know, and it was just so convenient, you know. So we ended up getting into town, and we love it. We love being in town. It's so handy, you know.
It was great living on State Street.
Yes.
Lots of excitement.
Yes, for sure. So you graduated from high school here at Jersey.
Yes.
And then on to what? Would you go? College?
Yes, I went to a couple of years at Lewis and Clark.
Uh-huh.
And then I just started in the workforce. I worked a lot of retail management. And then I found my heart and soul into the optical industry. And I did about 22 years in the optical industry.
Oh, yeah. In St. Louis, Alton, here?
Where all over. I had my last 10 years of my career was a sales rep. And I had a very large territory. And that's what I pretty much did the last 10 years.
You know, I didn't say this, but now that I will, I noticed I really like your glasses.
Thank you. I have lots of them.
They go well with your earrings and your whole look.
Yep.
It's a good look. I like it.
Thank you.
Yes. So you did that, and now you, what was the story of you going from the optical industry? How many other positions or jobs did you have before you ended up here in this market?
Well, during COVID, things kind of slowed down for everyone that worked in the sales.
Pretty recent.
Yes. So anyway, I ended up taking a job at Liberty Village and taking the employees' temperatures.
Yeah. You were a temperature taker.
That's what I did. Oh. In this little hallway, everybody got to see me 3-4 times a day.
And that's where you started, taking temperatures. Okay. Did you say, you need a new set of glasses? I don't know about those.
No, wasn't even thinking about those kind of things back in the day. Because when COVID hit the world, it was different, very different for everyone.
So tell us. So you were out on campus, Liberty mm-hmm. Village campus, which is what's the location?
1255 North State Street.
Okay.
Everybody refers us to the campus across the street from the fairgrounds.
Right. And it's a pretty good sized campus.
Very large.
Yes. It has some different things that they offer. Like, it has a retirement home.
Correct. So we had the villas on Freedom Lane.
Yes.
And we can custom build something. Right now we have a spec house that's available for showing.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have Hawthorne Inn that actually has apartments. We have corner suites. We have one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and studios.
I see. Boy, that's quite a bit to offer.
Yes.
And with the villas, And that's like a two-bedroom house or something?
Yeah, most of them are three. Three bedrooms. And it's a very, very open floor plan. Wide hallways. Anything would be custom as we get older. Easy access. No steps. But the apartments, like I said, we have, I think, 48 apartments, 49 apartments.
Oh, I see. That's great.
We're starting a wait list.
I see. So somebody bought a villa, right? Mm-hmm. And then they decided they wanted to downsize. How hard or easy would it be for them to move into one of the apartments?
Very easy. They would actually contact the office manager. Her name's Andrea, and she would actually do a tour of deciding on what kind of style of apartment that you wanted, the one or two bedroom or a corner suite, and if we had it available. If not, we always encourage our villa owners to start the process earlier than later, because right now we do have a little bit of a waiting list. But what happens in their, when they do want to come to the apartments, you know, we make it a priority to make sure they can get something sooner than later.
We were talking earlier, and something that I've just experienced with my mother, who's 93 years old, and people are experiencing all the time, that as far as making a move to a retirement apartment or a facility, it's up to the children.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. I am an avid believer about we're not starting early enough on the process. When I say that, I mean that it actually starts with the children. They come and see us, and they want them to be in one of our apartments or something. But sometimes what happens that, you know, they had fallen or they had a broken hip, and, you know, they have some complications. And so sometimes our apartments aren't something for their safety that they need, you know, they need something different. So what I've been trying to get out in the community is that it actually starts with us kids.
Yes.
The children. And the process is difficult. It's not easy to talk about this to your parents, but it's something that we need to start earlier.
From my own experience, recently, I got my mom into an apartment, retirement apartment, and she was bound and determined to stay right where she was.
Very common.
Yeah.
They've lived there 60-plus years. That's their home. That's the only thing they know.
Yeah. And I, you know, I can understand that because I think that way, too. Like, I make the statement, you know, to, you know, Brenda and I talk like, well, we're never moving. We're staying here till the end.
Yep.
But after seeing the apartments that are available, it's like making some moves with my mother, who, gosh, she's so much better off, you know. It's much nicer because she's got people that look after her and assist her all day long. And
the most important thing is they're out socializing.
Oh, I know. And she's a people person.
And that's the thing. They sit at their home that they lived in all their life. And, you know, as kids,
we're busy.
We're working. Everybody's working two jobs, you know, trying to make ends meet these days. So we get very busy. And then we find that our parents are sitting at home just watching TV, and that's their entertainment for the whole day.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. No good.
Right.
No, they need to be. And the thing of it is, as we get older, I realize it now, we get more forgetful.
Correct.
And, you know, that dementia just wanting to creep in, you know. And if the more you have to do, the more people you're around, the better off you can keep it away. Is that true or not? That's
yes.
The way I think. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, totally true. We have lots of activities we do. We do outings. We take them to new restaurants in the community. We do field trips with them as much as we possibly can when the weather's actually good and not raining on us. But yeah, I mean, it's very important for our seniors to get out and socialize. We are not wired up to be sitting at home watching TV all day, all night, sleep. I mean, you know.
Oh, I know. It's not good.
Yes, it's unhealthy.
Not good. Yeah, that's what I experienced with my mother was, now I called her up the other day, I go, what are you up to? Oh, well, I'm doing, my friend Rita's, I'm doing her nails. She has a hard time doing them, so I'm doing her nails. You know, I mean.
Yes.
And I'm, well, I went to the dollar store today, you know, and with the group. And, oh, we had a birthday party. And, you know, it's, there's just always, it's always nice to have activities in their lives.
And when you come to visit, you'll actually see your mother having a big smile on her face because she's out socializing and she's having fun.
Yes.
And she probably didn't realize what she was actually missing.
Right.
Until she gets back in that environment.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Lori Hunter in studio, the marketing and sales director for Liberty Village, a campus just down the road, just across from the fairgrounds. One thing that I experienced when I was a kid, a young adult, and also as, you know, a parent with kids and all, now the kids are all gone, and the experience, what happens is when I would go to visit my grandma and grandpa or my mom or somebody, they're like, where you been? You haven't been, you know, and then you want to visit, but you, like you say, we're busy. We got mm-hmm. things to do. We can't stay very long. So we're like, well, I got to go. You got to go. You just got here, you know?
Exactly.
You know, and it just, I feel, it's like, oh man, I, it's just that, you know, I've got so many things
yes.
that's going on in my life. And that is the real ticket for what we have available. We didn't have this available.
Oh, no.
What, 20 years ago? How many years ago this started happening where you have senior apartments?
The last 10, 15 years, I've the communities that have assisted and independent living as a retirement community has grown over the last 10 years.
It's a great thing.
And we need it. And our parents need it.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about the apartments, the senior apartments. So if you're able to, the thing is they need to start early to find these,
yes.
to get them in early so they can actually enjoy themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I say when we need to start the process early is we know that it's not an easy conversation to have with our parents. It's not.
No.
It's uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable. Your mom and dad's uncomfortable. But the most important thing is, When it boils down to making the decision, it's what's best for them. And sometimes they don't realize that.
Okay, I got a scenario for you. I know a situation where it's a wife and husband. They're elderly. You know, they're up there. They've been retired for a while. And then the one of them has a stroke, right?
Yes.
So the other one's healthy as can be. They're on the move. But the other one has a stroke. Then what do you do?
So we actually have a couple of those scenarios in our building right now. So the spouse lives with us on the Hawthorne inside in one of the independent apartments. And the other one is living in another part of our facility. And they're in memory care. So what's extremely important.
Where they have 24-hour care.
Exactly. The memory yeah. unit has 24 hours of care. What I truly am passionate about our campus is this. So just a prime example. So she can go over and visit her husband at any time. I'm calling this little magic hallway.
Yeah.
You don't even leave the building. And she walks down there and she gets to visit her husband at any time of the day, as many times as she wants to. And what the key important thing of all this is that beforehand, your mother would have to be calling you to get a ride to the facility that the loved one's in. You don't have to worry about that. She's right there. They're both together on the same campus.
Yes.
You just have to walk this magic hallway to get to him. That's what I call it.
Yeah. And another thing, going back now, I wish we would have talked my mother into going to a senior apartment living. Oh gosh, 6 years ago. I mean,
correct.
I wish we could have done it, but she was very hard-headed about it,
mm-hmm.
and she wasn't going. But once she experienced, and I have to say, you know, I was kind of, it happened to be, I mean, I just kind of took it upon myself to try to show her around. And once she saw it, you know, she saw how nice things were and the people around, and just, it's just really, I mean, it's beautiful. You know,
uh-huh.
And, you know, then she came around and, you know, like I said, I wish she's having a good time, and I wish we could have done that 5 years ago. Because
and Chris, the most important thing is she's having way more better days than bad days now.
Yeah, because if you wait too long, what happens is always worried about breaking that hip.
Yep, falling. It happens. It happens to all of us.
I got a call years ago when I was running the hotel restaurant bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at Lorton's. Okay,
yes.
We're talking 20 years ago.
Yes,
I got a call at about 9 o'clock at night. All right, and they go, one of the bartenders, "Hey, Chris, your grandma's on the phone." Okay, my grandma Irma. She was like in her mid-80s. She was living by herself. Grandpa was in a nursing home. She was home. Okay, she calls and she goes, "No, it wasn't her. It was somebody else. Somebody just said I got to talk to Chris." And she was at home and she fell in the bedroom. All right, she broke her hip. She was able to pull herself and get to a phone. She didn't. At the time, she was in a lot of distress. She just started dialing numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. 498, a number. You just start punching numbers in. She finally got a hold of somebody, didn't know, just a number. And she asked that person, she told him the situation, and please call Chris at the Lorton Hotel, all right? And so I'm getting this call, and this guy says, "Hey, your mom, your grandma." So, boom, I call ambulance. I go over there. She broke her hip. Grandpa was in senior care, mm-hmm. you know. And the sad thing is she passed within 2 weeks.
Correct.
You know, and it's like, oh, it just could have been avoided, you know.
It could have easily been avoided if we just start early enough with them.
Yes.
And opening the idea to them. It's not an easy process. I've seen families.
So what are some... You know, you've been in the business. You've mm-hmm. been around a little. What are some ideas that you can pass on for children to be proactive, to make this happen, to make those senior, those last years be great years, you know?
Well, the key is to, when you start noticing, like, the forgetfulness, bad eating habits.
Yeah. Forgetting to eat.
Yep, forgetting to eat. You see weight loss. Those are all red flags. And what's great about the facility that we can offer, or the help that we can offer, is when you move, if you would move into an apartment at Hawthorne Inn, for example, there is 24 hours of care there. There's a nurse on staff 24 hours.
Yeah, that's great.
So if there's someone falls, they wear an assistant, wears a pendant. All they have to do is push their button. The employees where it has a phone and it alerts them what room number and what part of the apartment they're in. So we know if they fell in the bedroom. We know if they fell in the bathroom. We attend them right then and there. So they get immediate care and taken care of.
Uh-huh. And okay. So, I got a question for
yeah.
you. Okay. What are some techniques or some ways to get mom or dad or both of them to make a move? Because maybe one wants to go, maybe one doesn't. You know, we talk about different scenarios. Any things that you've seen or heard along the way?
Well, what I tell the family members is basically it boils down to the safeness of your parents.
I know that, but how do you convince mom and dad?
It's very difficult. So we have some that they just come to visit. We always ask them to come and see us mm-hmm. and check out the facility. We do tours all the time, whatever's convenient. Bring mom and dad out there. We'll walk around with them. We'll show them the dining room. We'll show them some of the activities that we do. We have a beautiful, beautiful courtyard that I'm very proud of right now. there's ways to get them out there. And you just got to keep talking to them and start earlier with them.
Can I share my way?
Yes.
It was the best sales job I ever did.
Can you imagine that?
Because I knew my mom ended up having to stay with us for a week because there was an ice storm. And she had no other place to go because my brother's out of town. My sister was out of town. It was me. And I realized that. Never been. And so I'm like, ooh, wow. So I went to a home and checked it out and met everybody. Met some of her classmates, And then the next day, I said, hey, let's go for a ride. So we went for a ride. I go, oh, by the way, I want to, some of your classmates, I met some of your classmates at this this retirement apartments. What do you think about that? You want to go see them? Oh, yeah, I want to go see them. So we go there. And then within a couple hours, she had lunch there. And within a few hours, I brought her back home. And then she said, I kind of like that place. I go, Mommy, let's do it. And she's been there for several months now. But I'm going to share that for those out there that are in the same predicament we were, you know.
And that's a good way to do it, because growing up in this community and me losing my parents at a super young age on both of them, they died very young. When I go out there, everybody knows everybody, and I love that. And so now I feel that basically I have lots of grandparents and moms and dads.
Yeah.
And they all seem, it's great because they're all back with their friends again.
I know. It is. It's like going back to college.
Yep.
And they're all in dorm rooms.
Mm-hmm. We have movie night, and you just hear them watching the movies, and they yak about kids and their grandkids and stuff, and listen to them. And it's really rewarding for me a lot of days when I walk in there, because people are like, well, how did you get into this? And I'll say, I really don't know. I guess COVID is to blame. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a good thing that happened.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And I feel like when I walk in that building, I feel like I'm walking into a library, because they're full of stories and knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Of things that we don't think about because technology has taken over the world. And just sitting back and listening to some of those old stories is so much fun to listen to.
Lori, I've enjoyed having you here in studio today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
But we're out of time. We're going to have to end this. Lori Hunter, Marketing and Sales Director for Liberty Village, 618-946-7336. If you're interested, it's a good place to start. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.